The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Or to interact with the angel. Let me tell you, God doesn't look for numbers.
Oh.
God looks at the heart. Look, if your heart is set for God, He will concentrate His everything on you. Because one person with God is a million. So it is the heart. It is not numbers. Numbers benefit only us. Numbers are nothing before God. But it is the heart. Look, He had only Jesus. He God had only Jesus in heaven with Him. And that Jesus alone satisfied Him. With the Jesus, He was okay. He said, I found David, a man after my own heart. So you see, don't joke when your heart is set before God. The moment your heart is released to Him, you are very, very special. He will take off His attention from everybody and set His attention on you. So once again, we are continuing tonight. Our team again is commanding our harvest. Let the God of the harvest manifest my harvest now. And then we read in Genesis chapter
8
the foundation where God established. Where God established sowing and reaping. Then Noah built an altar to the Lord and took of every clean animal and every clean bird and offered burnt offerings on the altar. And the Lord smelled the soothing aroma. And the Lord said to Himself, I will never again curse the ground on account of man, for the intent of man's heart is evil from his youth. And I will never again destroy every living thing as I have done. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. Amen.
Amen.
Psalm 67 verse 6. We read them. We read them yesterday. The land yields its harvest. God, our God, blesses us. Amen.
Amen.
Psalm 85 verse 12. Psalm 85 verse 12. The Lord will indeed give what is good, and our land will yield its harvest. Our land will, you see, so if you are a child of God, today land represents your business, your work. But if you are still a farmer, this scripture becomes your authority. If your business is not yielding, if your farm is not yielding, you refer to God, but you say the Lord will indeed give what is good. And our land will yield its harvest. So point to the ground. Point to the business. Point to that investment. And say, you this investment. Hear the word of God. Psalm 82. Verse 12. Psalm 67 verse 6. Hear the word of God. Then you read that scripture to the land, to the business, to the investment. You continue daily. This is what the word of God says. You cannot disobey this company. You can never disobey this investment. You can never disobey this land, this farm. You can never disobey. That's how we set the word of God into situations. Amen.
Amen.
Zechariah chapter 10, verse 1.
Zechariah Homa 18.
Ask the Lord for rain in the springtime. It is the Lord who sends the thunderstorms. He gives showers of rain to all people and plants of the field to everyone. Say, ask the Lord for rain.
He said, I mean, amen, ensue enter.
Let me see how the New King James puts it. Ask rain from the Lord at the time of the spring rain. The Lord will make the storm clouds, and he will give them showers of rain, vegetation in the field to each man. Amen.
Amen.
In the New Testament, when we read Galatians chapter 6, verse 7 to
9,
Galatians 6, 7 to 9, do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man or woman sows, this word man, yes, mankind, sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. And let us not grow weary while doing good. For in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. Amen.
Amen.
In due season we shall reap.
Hey, chakra. Ibicha.
In due season,
Enchekra,
we shall reap.
Ibicha.
I just heard a voice saying, I should tell you
that
you should say, there is a harvest for my good works. Turn to the person by you and tell the person, there is a harvest for your good works. Tell the person, you are going to reap all your good works. You are going to reap. You are going to reap. You are going to reap. I am also going to reap. Amen.
Amen.
You are tired, but you are here. You are going to reap. The sweat that you sweat on your way to this place, you are going to reap. Look at verse 9. It says, and let us not grow weary while doing good. While doing good. Every good carries its harvest. Every bad carries its harvest. As I was saying yesterday, Your harvest precedes you. Your harvest always goes ahead of you. Your life today is a harvest of the seeds you sow yesterday. Your life today is a harvest of your prayer life yesterday. Your righteous life yesterday. Your seed sowing yesterday. Every good thing you did yesterday. That's this harvest you are living today. So also,
Sansona,
the bad, the negative, whatever we did yesterday.
I was telling me,
when you come to my house, when you live with me, if you don't take care, you spoil.
I see, Uba Trebi, if you are, I'm here, say.
When you stay with me,
when you're self contained,
when you don't take care, you become a bad child.
Tell one here, where I'm from.
I talk once.
Make a stab a cup.
And when I'm talking,
I make a sense.
I will talk plenty.
Make a stab a bre.
I will tell you the right thing.
Make a near my papa no actual.
Why you shouldn't do this?
Nintendo, we.
If you do this, what will happen?
We.
Why you should do this?
Nintendo,
the importance of this. The importance of prayer. I tell my children, don't think because your father and mother they are pastors, so our prayer is covering you. Yes.
It's
covering every member of the church, including you. But there are some prayers you yourself, God wants to hear you pray. Otherwise, it will shock you.
Yes, I will be true.
You get to a point and then you think, but my daddy was a very prayerful
man.
There are some places.
It's some things.
So, please, rise up and it's my wife who wakes them. I don't mind them. Come on, now we are going to church. I don't tell anybody, let's go to church. I leave them. Money, what do we call it? Power for today.
And the papa,
my wife, we will get up as for that one because they are in charge, so they come there very. I know she's preparing. I wait for it. I don't tell anybody, let's go. They are not children. If they are children, I'll hold them. Now your eyes are open. Your ears are open. Now you know you are hearing the importance of prayer. And you want me. Come on, you think your life is mine. My life is mine. Oh. And yours is also yours. My life is mine.
Look,
I will not live your life. You will not live mine. The way I'm living is for my tomorrow. You too, the way you live is for your tomorrow. I will tell you the dangers of this. The importance of this. Once. And the day I'm telling you, after a long time, I will talk again. After another long time, I will talk again. Finish. I will just be looking at you. That's the way. I will just be looking at you. I will make sure. That your life will never affect me. I will make sure that when you are in trouble, I will never be part of it. Especially after I have warned you. Tonight.
And you pray.
Sometimes I laugh at people when they say, Pastor talk. You don't know Pastor.
I tell you, I am not in the stress of Gomukasa, Sobukasa, Sobukasa. Who knew a Sobukra?
You don't know who your pastor is.
We need me also for a cry.
I'll just keep quiet and be looking at you.
Obedi, no, yo,
especially when I've talked.
As I am talking,
I am marking myself. How long I've talked.
I am marking.
When it gets to a point, I say, finished.
I say, baby.
I look at you.
You hear?
I don't talk again.
Think I serve you.
Somebody who knows me is writing here. True, yes. It's true, but you know me.
I serve you, name no evidence. I say, no crack. So only me, pa.
You have experienced some, so.
If you say, if you are when you move to your home, pay.
Sometimes you can see that.
I tell you what to me, who say?
The person won't pass out to say, I am quiet.
Or only other person, someone can be in someone can't die.
As if I'm not seeing.
I said, you're over here.
Especially when I have talked about something I have talked about.
It is true. I didn't want Cassava open here.
But something I haven't talked about.
That's why I'm Cassava here.
I may make a comment.
If you're back, I want to say,
and draw your attention.
You
see, tonight.
And you bring.
The Holy Spirit is directing us. We want to begin by declaring the presence of God. Then the second, we enter into the warfare. Write the second prayer point.
Well,
this will be the first warfare. Killing the evil and negative seed with its harvest. It has been put there. Killing the evil and negative seed with its harvest. According to Matthew 15:13. But he answered and said, every plant which my heavenly Father has not planted will be uprooted. That's the seed and its harvest. Again, Matthew 13, only verse 25. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. Tares. So under it, we have 1, 2, 3, 4 prayer points. Every evil and negative seed, my parents, guardians, and anyone, anywhere, sowed into my life. That is producing negative harvest. Of any kind. Let both the seed and its harvest die. The second prayer point under that. Every evil and negative seed planted in my mind, my soul, my spirit, my body, to produce negative harvest of any kind, should die. The third prayer point under that, every evil
and
negative seed ever planted in my own life from the day of birth, that I ever planted that myself in my own life from the day of birth, I confess, I renounce, and I command it to die now. Then the last fourth prayer under that is every evil and negative seed in my life that is producing attacks, battles, painful experiences, setbacks, delays, near success, close but far, let it die. You see, I don't know. Let me tell you. Your life is the harvest of a certain kind of seed. Your life is a harvest of a certain seed. There are seeds that produce attacks. Battles. Always you are fighting. It's now I'm understanding some of the battles I fought myself. You see, some seeds must die. You see, when you dream and you see your dead grandmothers, fathers, it simply means that they left something behind. Something of theirs is affecting you. That's the meaning.
As it ran, no.
They left some. Who is here who has dreamt and seen your dead something before? Me, I've seen. So you wake up and pray, say, what has this person left which is affecting me negatively? That's how you pray. When you see a dead relative, so and so, what has this person left behind that is affecting me negatively? You kill that thing. You don't just dream and wake up and see the dead and say, oh, after all, you are dead and go, why? You think it's just a dream? It's not the end. When you are seeing it frequently, it means that there is something you need to observe very well. Prayer point number two. When we are going to command our harvest, this is very strategic. In fact, if you listen to it, those of you who record it, this is how we deal with commanding harvest. The first point for the our media, it is Roman numeral 3. But actually, it is the second prayer. The first one is to declare the praise of God. Second is where we are killing the evil seed. And then third is commanding our harvest. But this third one is actually the second point. When you read Jeremiah 8:13. See, I will take away their harvest, and they have declares the Lord. There will be no grapes on the vine, there will be no figs on the tree, and their leaves will wither. What I have given them will be taken from them. Now, this scripture, God was using to punish the Israelites when they had backslided.
But
you see, the devil also used the word of God against us. They say, so because they have sinned and God said, I will take away your harvest, the devil also steals harvest. Are you getting that? When you read John 10:10, the thief cometh not, but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. The thief cometh only to steal, to kill, and destroy. So that is his work. So what is the prayer point there? Forces and powers that steal away my harvest. Postpone my harvest.
And I want to ask that.
Or you can make it 1, 2, 3. That delay my harvest.
And I want my work to know I can't see.
That frustrate my harvest.
And I want my work to know I can't see.
Let them die.
My
now in Jesus' name. Now be under that.
And also I see.
Jeremiah 12:13. I'm saying all this so that when we start to pray, we are praying. Jeremiah 12:13. Fine. They will sow wheat but reap thorns. They will wear themselves out, but gain nothing. They will bear the shame of their harvest because of the Lord's fierce anger. This is again punishment that God was meting out to his unfaithful people. But the devil uses it against us. So how are we going to pray it? Let every negative and counterfeit harvest die. Every negative and counterfeit harvest die. When you sow coconut, you must reap coconut. You know, do you know that a scripture says that the measure you give, the measure it shall be held, given to you.
So,
why should you give a heavy measure and then the one that is coming to you is small? It's an error. Sowing something and then reaping something different is a counterfeit harvest.
Now, and yet, Papa.
Do you know that I have a friend?
I saw that for me.
It took time before we got to know that it is a curse.
If I am rich, I can't say who say you know me.
She will do good.
Obey Papa.
But always people are doing her bad.
Now, so you did turn the car and bone kwa.
It's a negative harvest.
And you ultra bone.
It's a counterfeit harvest. Such harvest must die.
But,
yes, let's start when we. So, in fact, now we have seen. Now, my Father in heaven, according to the law of sowing and reaping, according to the law of harvest, let your presence manifest my harvest now. So there we are praying harvest. Then when we come to D, taking away the harvest of my enemies or wicked ones. We'll use Jeremiah 8:13. Yes. We shall also take away.
Yes, you remember if you want to.
And if you hear that person, whatever my enemy, the wicked, use sorcery. Divination, witchcraft, manipulation, intimidation, domineering, charms and spells to acquire, obtain, or possess to disadvantage me or any child of God, let the blood and the Holy Ghost fire take it away from them. Shall we begin right now? Say in the name of Jesus Christ. Let the presence of God make the difference tonight. Let your presence, O Lord, make the difference tonight. We cannot do it without your presence, O Lord.
Yes, O Lord.
Let your presence, let your presence,
let your presence,
let your presence,
let your presence, let your presence, O Lord. Let your presence, O Lord. Let your presence, O Lord. Be the difference, be the difference, be the difference, be the difference, be the difference. Let your presence, O Lord. Be the difference, be the difference. Let your presence, O Lord. Be the difference, be the difference.
Your presence, O Lord.
Now we are entering into the real warfare. So, prayer point number one or two, according to my day, but actually this. So, we are killing the evil and negative seed. Say, my Father in heaven,
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Our Jesus Christ.
According to your word. Every evil. And negative seed. My parents. Or guardians. And anyone. Anywhere. Sowed into my life. That is producing. Negative harvest. Of any kind. Let both the seed.
Let
his harvest die.
Let
both the seeds and his harvest. Let it die now. Take over the prayer. As you clap your hands, feel it.
Let it die.
Let it die.
Let it die. Let it die. Let it die.
Let it die. Let it die. Let it die. Let it die. Let it die. Let it die. Let
There are four prayer points under that. The second prayer point. Say, my Father in heaven. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Every evil and negative seed.
Every evil and negative seed.
Planted in my mind.
Planted in my mind.
Planted in my soul.
Planted in my soul.
Planted in my spirit.
Planted in my spirit.
Planted in my body.
Planted in my body.
To produce,
to produce
negative harvest, of any kind, let it die,
let it die,
command it to die,
Let's
Some of us whose mind is like highway. Always negative thoughts. There is a seed that is attracting those thoughts. Some of the sicknesses in your body. There is a seed that is attracting them and producing the sickness. So the sickness is like a harvest. You see that it is connected to death cancellation. That prayer point, cancellation of death. You see how the prayer points are connected. Maybe tomorrow we shall pray them again and others. These prayers we are praying are very important to
you. Please,
anytime we close, you are going to go and pray them. That's why you should record or write them down. Look, churches are praying, but they are not praying well. I'm telling you. These prayers, they are from the Holy Spirit.
If you will,
the third prayer point under that.
Let us
say every evil and negative seed.
Every evil and negative seed.
I have ever planted. In my own life. From the day of my birth,
I confess.
I renounce.
And I command it to die.
Every evil and negative seed. I have ever planted. In my own life. That is producing. Negative harvest. I confess.
I renounce.
And I command it to die.
I confess. I renounce.
And I command it to die.
In the seed.
I planted.
Out of anger.
Out of bitterness.
Out of offense.
Out of offense.
Out of anger.
By my words.
By my actions.
By my attitude.
That is producing
a negative harvest.
I confess.
I renounce.
And I command it to die.
Take the prayer right now.
I confess.
You know that some people die 70, 75, 80 with a negative harvest. It's a negative harvest that kills them. Because of the evil seed. So they die with the evil seed and negative harvest.
But
I declare to you tonight, you will never die with that seed.
Jesus' name.
You will never go to the grave with any negative harvest.
Jesus' name.
I say you will never die with
Jesus' name.
That is why we are killing it.
Yes, O Lord.
We are uprooting it. We are destroying it now. By the revelation of the Holy Spirit. The fourth prayer point under that.
That's all. And then when I say,
say, my Father in heaven.
In
the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Every evil and negative seed.
Every evil and negative seed.
In my life.
In my life.
That is producing.
That is producing.
Attacks. Battles, painful experiences,
setbacks,
delays,
near success,
close but far, sicknesses and diseases, in the name of Jesus,
let that seed
and its harvest,
die right now.
The Holy Spirit has brought two prayer points. So number five, say in the name of Jesus Christ. Every evil or negative seed. In my life. That is slowing me down. That is delaying me. That is distracting me. And stealing away my year. Right now. You must die. Let that seed die.
Let that seed die.
By blood and by fire. Let it die. Let it die. Evil and wicked seed. That is slowing me down. Delay me. Distracting me. Stealing my years away.
Let's die.
Please don't just pray in the air. Look, everything is alive. This earth,
as I see,
it has ears.
Ewaso,
the sun has ears.
Ewaso,
the moon,
Osram,
the stars,
Osram,
the rivers,
Ewaso,
they are living things.
Ewaso,
they have ears. Trees,
Ewaso,
they have ears.
Ewaso,
there is a language they understand.
Ewaso,
the spiritual realm is so deep. In fact, that's why you shouldn't try to study spiritism. The best thing God has done for us to give us Holy Spirit. Finish.
Jesus,
Holy Spirit, the Word of God,
the
simplest of all. Those who are worshiping idols, you don't know the things they go through. One of my uncles went somewhere. They had a court case. The daughter was telling me why the father died. About 3 weeks ago.
Said,
do you know why your uncle died?
I mean,
that uncle was a very good man.
No, yeah, only papa
the only good man in the family you can talk about. They passed somewhere before they went to court. And they told them that they can only eat after
6.
After 6.
No, see, answer.
Unfortunately for him, he has akulule.
He
has hernia. When the team make like that,
you have
to.
So,
at a certain point, the team he has forgotten.
Now, so ready.
Then he passed by some corner. Enter some. Stop by in the corner somewhere there. He has broken the law. Three weeks after he died. Don't practice spiritism, please.
Make
sure the Holy Spirit.
It's
the simplest way of life.
Don't
go into these things. You
will
die early. The last prayer on this one. Say every evil and negative family tree.
Every evil and negative family tree. Every evil and negative ancestral tree
that is producing,
negative seeds,
and negative harvest, let it catch fire
and die.
Let it catch fire
and die.
Let it catch fire. Let it catch fire.
Come on, let it catch fire. Let it catch fire. Let it catch fire. Yes, let it catch fire. 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 Let it catch fire.
Please don't just pray. Pray and observe your dreams. Pray and observe your circumstances, because there is a change. This prayer brings changes. Observe the way the happenings in your life, because changes are taking place. Don't just pray. Pray and observe. The Bible says watch and pray. Observe your dreams. Observe the happenings in your life. Our second prayer. We are now going to command our harvest. But by commanding the harvest, we've already done this. Those of you who are just coming, you will not know what we are doing, but just follow the prayer. Jeremiah 8:30, we are going to, command certain forces to die. Forces and powers that steal away my harvest. That postpone my harvest. That delay my harvest. That frustrate my harvest. Let them catch fire and die. Say in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
As I command my harvest.
As I command my harvest.
I declare that in the name of Jesus Christ,
in the name of Jesus Christ,
forces and powers
that
steal away my harvest, that postpone my harvest,
that
delay my harvest,
that
frustrate my harvest,
let them
catch
fire
and die now. Let them catch fire and die. Forces and powers. I hope you heard the prayer well, the prayer point. There are forces and power that steal away our harvest. Number two, they postpone our harvest. Number three, they delay our harvest. Number four, they frustrate our harvest. Look, this thing, we are experiencing them. Only you don't know. We experience them. These things are real. Say in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
And the power.
In the power.
And the force.
In the force.
And the spirit.
In the spirit.
And the demon.
And the demon.
Stealing away my harvest.
Stealing away my harvest.
Postponing my harvest.
Postponing my harvest.
Delaying my harvest.
Delaying my harvest.
Frustrating my harvest.
Frustrating my harvest.
Killing my harvest.
Killing my harvest.
Catch Holy Ghost fire.
Catch Holy Ghost fire.
And die.
And die.
Catch Holy Ghost fire.
Catch Holy Ghost fire.
Catch Holy Ghost fire.
Catch Holy Ghost fire.
Catch Holy Ghost fire. Jeremiah 12:13. They have sown wheat and have reaped thorns. They have sown wheat, but they have reaped thorns. We are going to command counterfeit harvest to die. Let every negative and counterfeit harvest die. I should not sow good and reap bad. I should not sow good seeds and reap weeds. The good I sow is what I should reap. Say, my Father in heaven, according to your word, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let every negative and counterfeit harvest
in my life,
let it die.
Let it die.
Let it die.
Let it die.
Let it die. I should not sow good and reap bad. Not so wheat and reap wheat. Let them die. Let them die.
Let them die. Let them die. Let them die. Let them die. Let them die. Let them die. Let them die. Let them die. Let them die. Let them die. Let them die. Let them die. Let them die. Let them die. Let them die. Let them die. Let them die. Let them die. Let them die. Let them die. Let them die. Let them die. Let them die. Let them die. Let them die. Let them die. Let them die. Let them die. Let them die. Let them die. Let them die. Let them die. Let them die. Let them die. Let them die. Let them die. Let them die. Let them die. Let them die. Let them die. Let them die.
See under that. Say now.
Now.
My Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
According to the law of sowing and reaping.
According to the law of sowing and reaping.
And according to the law of harvest.
And according to the law of harvest.
Let your presence,
let your presence
manifest my harvest now.
Manifest my harvest now.
Let your presence,
let your presence
manifest my harvest now.
Manifest my harvest now.
Let your presence,
let your presence
and your power,
and your power
manifest the harvest,
manifest the harvest
of every good seed,
of every good seed
I have ever sown,
I have ever sown
since the day of my birth,
since the day of my birth.
Let your presence and your power manifest my harvest, manifest my28 people lived with my parents.
28.
Only one lady remembered us. Only one. 28. Only one. My wife knows her. Families, three brothers. Two sisters and a brother. A brother, sister. That was how they were living with us. That's how they were living with us. Kotobabi, around Accra Girls School. Just around that
place.
There is a house there. We
live there. 28.
Some of them became financial controllers. Only one. Only one. We travel, call my mother.
Bring my mother
something.
No, my name is
the rest.
What can it be?
We don't even know where they are.
Your name may be Amuwampo.
Command your harvest, oh.
Share Ucha, oh.
Command your harvest.
Share Ucha no ne embra.
Say, my Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
By the law of harvest.
By the law of harvest.
Let the heavens.
Let the heavens.
And the earth.
And the earth.
Release my harvest.
Release my harvest.
For every seed.
For every seed.
I have sown.
I have sown.
In your house.
In your house.
In your servant's life.
In your servant's life.
In his ministry.
In his ministry.
Among my fellow believers.
Among my fellow believers.
In my family.
In my family.
In my community.
In my community.
In the life of every human being.
In the life of every human being.
Let the heavens and the earth.
Let the heavens and the earth.
Release that harvest right now.
Release,
release, release. Release, 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 Jesus name.
Amen.
I can see something. We are taking away the harvest of my enemy or wicked. According to Jeremiah chapter 8 verse 13.
Jeremiah
8:30, we prayed it positively and negatively. I will surely consume them, says the Lord. There shall be no grapes on the vine, nor figs on the fig tree, and the leaf shall fade, and the things that I have given them shall pass away from them. This is a punishment from God to his people when they disobey. But the devil used this against us. But we can also use this to take away the harvest of our enemies. Whatever they have used, sorcery, divination, witchcraft, manipulation, intimidation, domineering, charms and spells to acquire, to obtain, to possess, to disadvantage the child of God. Let the blood and the Holy Ghost fire take it away from them. That's our last prayer point.
When the Bible teaches that,
when the people are tired, you can see. But let me tell you, this is the time to pray.
That's what I say. When the Emperor said,
this is the time to kill yourself.
When the Emperor said,
so that the year you are sailing.
Now, I'm feeling
this year, 2024, is a difficult year.
Even though
it's a good year, it's also a difficult year. A lot of demonic activities are going to increase. That's why we need to pray like this. So don't get tired. Say in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Whatever my enemy.
Whatever my enemy.
Or the wicked.
Or the wicked.
Use sorcery.
Use sorcery.
Divination.
Divination.
Witchcraft.
Witchcraft.
Manipulation.
Manipulation.
Intimidation.
Intimidation.
Domineering.
Domineering.
Charms.
Charms.
And spells.
And spells.
To acquire.
To acquire.
To obtain.
To obtain.
To possess.
To possess.
To disadvantage,
to disadvantage
the child of God,
the child of God,
especially me,
especially me.
Let the blood of Jesus,
let the blood of Jesus,
and the Holy Ghost fire,
and the Holy Ghost fire,
take it away from
take
me,
it away from
take it away, take it away,
take it away,
take it away,
take it away, take it away, take it away, take it away, take it away, yes, take it away, yes, take it away, yes, yes, so God, take it away, yes, take it away, in the name of Jesus, yes,
take it away.
Yes, Lord.
Beloved, this particular prayer point, do you know what I'm seeing? Say, take it away from them.
Take it away from them.
Say, take it away from them.
Take it away from them.
Say, take it away from them.
Anything.
The wicked.
The wicked.
Have you sorcery?
Are you sorcery?
Divination. Witchcraft. Manipulation.
Any
other evil way. To acquire.
To obtain.
To disadvantage me.
Let the Holy Ghost fire.
And the blood of Jesus.
Take it away. Take it away.
Take it away. Take it away.
Take it away. Take it away. Take it away. Take it away. Yes, Lord.
Take it away. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Give me just 2 minutes to leave this last one. In fact, I wanted us to just end here and then pray to God. My spirit is not releasing me. Joel chapter 1, verse 11 and 12. Joel chapter 1, verse 11 and 12. Be ye ashamed, O ye husbandmen, the farmers. Oh, O ye vine dressers, for the wheat and for the barley, because the harvest of the field is perished. Verse 12. The vine is dried up, and the fig tree languishes. The pomegranate tree, the palm tree also, and the apple tree, even all the trees of the field are withered, because joy is withered away from the sons of men. Do you know? All these three and is talking about business. Listen to the prayer point. Say powers and forces that dry up businesses. Is it a good prayer point?
Yes.
Is it a good prayer point?
Yes.
Take your offering. We'll pray tomorrow. Because the way I look at some of you, your face, you don't know. Say in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Powers and forces.
Powers and forces.
That dry up investment.
Let
them catch fire.
Let them catch fire. Let them die.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.